President Bush has outlined his goals for reforming Medicare. They include expanding coverage, improving services, and strengthening finances. The president said the prescription discount cards would provide immediate help to ease costs for Medicare's 40 million beneficiaries.
These are principles which will strengthen one of our nation's most sacred obligations, the health of our senior citizens. We'll protect seniors now, offering exciting new services and more choices to seniors in the future, and guarantee prescription drug coverage. And we will do it without overtaxing our children and our grandchildren.
In response, Democrats criticized President Bush's idea for a more private sector competition in the Medicare program and dismissed his plan for prescription drug discount cards. The discount cards are part of the president's overall Medicare plan announced in the White House Rose Garden yesterday. Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson stood with the president during the announcement. Later, Thompson spoke with NPR's Renee Montagne.
The discount prescription drug card that President Bush announced yesterday was criticized by opponents as, in House Democratic leader Dick Gephardt's words, an illusion, no substitute for full coverage of expensive prescription drugs. Secretary Thompson defended the program as an important first step.
The president wants to do something immediate. And all of the things in Congress that they're criticizing us about is going to take 2 to 3 years to implement. And what we want to do is we want to get these immediate savings to every senior citizen in America as quickly as we possibly can. That's why this new discount card, discount program can be set up and running without Congress. We don't have to wait for Congress to act. And therefore, it's going to be up and running by October 1st. And you're going to be able to be enrolled and you'll be able to make purchases as early as November 1st this year and January 1st at the latest. And it's going to be 15 to 25% savings on an elderly citizen's drug purchases. Now, to me, that's a dramatic first step. That doesn't mean that this is the only thing the president's talking about, because at the same time we're announcing that, we're also announcing restructuring Medicare. And we're putting in a prescription drug component in every one of the plans that we are announcing. And so the criticism is very superficial. They would much rather demagogue and criticize than they are to solve the problem.
In the presidential campaign, the president said he favored a prescription drug plan, and he offered a fairly detailed outline of what seniors would get. Why isn't that part of the Medicare plan that was just announced?
Well, it is. We set out our Bill of Principles, and we said that we're going to work with Congress because we don't want to be so circumspective that members of Congress say, well, you've got your own plan, we're going to deliver our own plan. We know that we need bipartisan support in order to improve and restructure and strengthen Medicare. In order to get bipartisan support, we are setting forth the basic principles that this president believes in that are so important.
When do the details come out, and where does the money come from? How will this be funded?
The details are going to start coming out right away. In fact, we're working with both sides of the political, actually three sides now with the Independent Party. We're working with all three of them, and we got Democrats and Republicans and Independents who are working with us to develop that plan. In fact, the Senate Finance Committee is going to have what we call the first markup on this proposal, July 23rd. So this month, Congress's committee, the very powerful Finance Committee, is going to start taking action on it and start framing the bill. And that is very positive, because in 8 years of the previous administration, it never got as far as we've gotten in less than 6 months of this administration.
And funding?
The funding is going to come from the money that is set aside for the Medicare system. And right now, there's $300 billion over 10 years that are set aside for a drug benefit component and a restructuring and strengthening of Medicare. And that is something that's a lot of money, but it's going to be money that's well spent and money that is going to be an investment in our seniors. And it's going to allow them to be able to have more coverage, have their system one of choices and one that can be set up more on an individual basis for seniors to be able to pick and choose what is best for themselves and their families.
Secretary Thompson, you have told Congress that you support federal funding for embryonic stem cell research, and a decision by the White House is expected any time. But as I gather that you aren't willing to talk about that research in this conversation. Why is that?
Well, because the president has asked me to be a confidential advisor to him on this issue, and I am doing just that. I am being a confidential advisor and giving him the evidence and information that he wants me to give him as his secretary. And that's why I don't want to discuss it with you.
I wonder then if you'd address the broader issue of cloning in the private sector. A company in Massachusetts reportedly plans to create cloned human embryos, which might be used to produce embryonic stem cells, and this would be privately funded. Does the federal government have the authority to regulate or even limit such private work?
I don't think we have the power right now, but I think we should have the power to regulate that in the future. I think people would expect us to, and rightly so, should expect us to be able to regulate that.
Well, let's get back anyway to health care. What do you think of the House vote Wednesday to let consumers buy drugs from other countries through the mail or over the Internet?
As long as they understand that there is that they are buying something that there is no basis as far as ensuring their safety, that they're doing this on their own, then that is something that they have to take into consideration. We cannot ensure the safety of it. And I ask you rhetorically, would you like to buy a drug that you're not absolutely certain is safe for you to take? And that's what Congress is sort of putting out there. Now, people will have that choice, but I for one, believe that most people will rely upon the safety factor and decide that maybe this is not what they should be doing.
Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson. He appeared with President Bush at the White House yesterday, where the president outlined his ideas for reforming Medicare. Renee Montaigne, NPR News.